This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now to head to the BetQL guest hotline, where we say good morning to Brian Robinson Jr. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us, man.
Good morning, man.
Hey.
Good morning.
What's going on, bro?
It's great to have you. I got to tell you, Jason, you see on hold, you see, you know, Brian's on hold, and it says Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, dude, how many guys that you played with played in the league or still in the league? Have you ever counted?
Oh, hundreds.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah. I probably would lose count after about two handfuls.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, for sure.
Dude, we started Alabama.
I mean, like literally two hands, two times. Like,
that's right.
Right.
Well, when you were in high school in Tuscaloosa, you went to high school in Tuscaloosa, correct?
Yes, sir.
Did you always want to go to Alabama?
I did. Like, but more than anything, I just wanted to, like, I wanted to just go play at a SEC school.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, the pinnacle of those schools was Alabama, you know, but I knew that was just, like, you know, just the far-fetched dream. But, you know, that was always the dream, you know. So once I got that offer, like, I knew for sure.
What were the other offers? What offers did you have in your hand besides from the University of Alabama?
Yeah, give us your top
just
four.
Just rattle them off.
Yeah.
When I committed to Alabama at the time, I had Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, and Oregon.
So, that's a pretty good foursome.
I don't know where Oregon was. Like, that was only because some of the coaches from Alabama at the time was that Cristobal had went over there at the time, and you know, so. And I was just getting interest from those guys.
Dude, imagine. You just missed NIL, right? Or was there at the very end of your...
He might have missed it.
I did not miss it. I caught literally the first cent.
Beauty.
The first cent of it. I got my last season at Alabama, my fifth year.
Yeah.
I caught the first cent of...
Nice.
I'm so jealous.
What were some of the nicer NIL deals that you had when you left Alabama?
I got a brand new car. I got a bed. I got like a Tempur-Pedic bed and mattress.
Excellent.
Nice.
A lot of money.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Nice. That's so cool, man.
Hey, why don't you tell us who were the running backs who were ahead of you when you showed up on campus for the first time?
When I first showed up, the running backs in the room at the time was Damian Harris, Bo Scarborough, Josh Jacobs, B.J. Emmons,
Najee
Clark, Najee. That was the whole room, and then me, you know. So
I thought Kamara was there. No, am I wrong?
No, that's
Kamara
earlier.
Older. He left and went to Tennessee.
Yeah, he transferred.
Yeah, he said, "I can't crack this room with Derrick Henry in it. I need to split.
I mean, B-Rob,
I need to get out of town."
He shows up. You got Najee Harris and Josh Jacobs.
Pretty sick.
So Josh Jacobs and the B.J. Emmons, who was really the number one running back in Josh Jacobs' class, who left once me and Najee came the year after. So,
man, that probably happened a lot, right? Because you got all these studs there, and then you know. After
and then
a year
you also
or
had,
so, you realize you're never going to play.
And then you also had Tua and Hurts.
Yep. And some guys will come in and, you know, after a year or so, they'll leave. Like, for example, like Jerome Ford, he came in for like 2 years and then went to Cincinnati.
Yep.
He turned out to be good.
Right. Did you guys, like, goof on them when they leave? Like, goof on them in a group chat?
Nah, like, we got to understand, you know, it's tough, it's hard, you know, we obviously don't want nobody on our team to, like, leave.
Right.
But, No, people had to make decisions that's best for them in their life and what makes them. So, like, you know, and we understand that being in Alabama, you know, it's hard. You know, you're not going to possibly, you know, if you're not coming in to start it, like, you probably going to play for real. Like, get the start reps, like, the reps you need to, you know, put yourself out there until, like, you know, kind of later in your career. So
right.
You have to be a little bit more patient with it, you know, and some guys just don't want to do that nowadays.
It's time for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. Were you surprised when Nick Saban retired as the head coach at Alabama?
I was not, actually. It actually hit me. It caught me off guard with how random this news dropped. Like, it just literally dropped, like, right in the middle of the week after the season. You know, and it's like, man, like, ain't nobody a heads up or nothing. So, but the only thing that didn't surprise me about it is, like, I know Saban. You know, I've been around Saban since I was a kid. You know, I literally grew up around him. And I know that he doesn't have to go out his way and bribe to pay anybody to want to play for him.
Right.
Right.
You know, it was an honor to get to play for him. You know, and he's never had to, like, you know, answer to guys' requests, you know, for them to play for his team. And I just felt like that was just driving him crazy.
All right, he didn't have to deal with agents.
Yeah, he ain't waste no time to just get out of the way of it. You know what I'm saying? His era was when, like, his NIL was the reason why everybody else came to Alabama. You know,
right?
Like, he didn't have
play for him, right?
Yeah,
Brian. So everybody knows. I mean, first of all, congratulations! You guys have an unbelievable season. And everybody knows what you went through in your first year, and just the courage you showed coming back and playing. And then last year was wild. I mean, I don't even get me started. I'm not going to ask you saying. I just last year was wild, but this year I saw in the preseason. I said to the guys, I don't know. I wasn't there in the offseason. This guy, Brian Robinson, is going to have a year. I don't know what it is, but he's like, he just looks more energized. I feel like he's going to have the best year of his career. Did you believe that? And was there something different? Did things just click for you? Did you do something different, sort of like working out wise? Or am I crazy?
I felt that in the structure and the coaching and all the differences they. You know, like all the changes that's been made around our building, you know, and it just give you that free space and state of mind where you could just, you know, sometimes you just feel a little bit better, man, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, it just, you never know how much of a difference that makes when it comes down to just consistency and production, you know, just by how you feel, you know, about the people that's around you and, you know, making sure that you're doing what you need to do. So I feel like the coaching and instruction around here definitely gives you that, you know, space to want to, like, go out and play for them, like, and go hard for them, man.
Right.
So they look out for you for real. You know what I'm saying? It feels like a genuine connection between, you know, our program right now. And it just seems like everybody just want to be, like, there's a lot of people on this roster that, like, have a lot to prove and they want to prove themselves, and guys who hasn't had opportunities, like Terry, you know, he's a star player. You know, he deserves opportunities to play in the playoffs and play in those big games and, you know, have a great roster of guys around him that can help him go win games. And now just seeing how happy guys is around, like, the building now, you know, like, these guys been here 6-7 years, you know, and then win, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feel good to see that energy, like, in those guys, because you could tell, like, man, like, don't take winning for granted in this league because it's hard to win. Yep. I went 2-0 last season and lost my last 13 out of 15 games.
Right. Oh, right. Brutal.
Right. You know,
you didn't lose 13 games your entire college career, total.
I haven't lost 13 games in my whole life.
Your whole life. Right.
Right.
You didn't know how to handle that.
Let me ask you about Jaden, obviously. And You know, Zach Ertz said in the preseason, like, this kid, you guys don't understand. This kid's not gonna be good. He's good already, right? And I think that we're seeing that. I'm curious, though, from your perspective, when you see him go down last week, and then, you know, everyone's concerned, obviously, but then you see him bounce back, and he's high-fiving, and he's saying he's good on the sideline. His mom's tweeting, he's good. You know, he's fine. Don't worry. I'm thinking, personally, I'm like, all right, they're probably going to hold him out for a week or two because he's such a precious commodity, you know, ribs, you don't want to do it. But then I'm watching Quinn talk during a week, and I'm going, man, this guy doesn't seem stressed at all. They're trying to act like he's not going to play, but I think he's going to play. When did you realize? Was he walking around the building telling you, hey, don't worry, I'm going to be there? Or when did you finally realize?
He came to me like a man. You know, we talk like, you know, man, like, you don't sugarcoat no conversation. So, like,
right.
You know, he told me how he felt, you know, and I was just like, hey, man, like, you know, you're a man. I know you're tough, but, like, let's just be smart, whatever decision you make. And he repeated what he told me, and I was like, okay, then, let's go. You know,
so when was that?
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this.
We don't want you to get in trouble.
No, we don't want to get you in trouble, man. We're joined by Brian Robinson from the Washington Commanders.
I just know he was determined to play, you know, and even if the coaches had the final say so, he had in his mind that he wanted to play all week, you know, from the top of the week.
Hey, so, great answer.
B-Rob, who did you hug first when you saw the Hail Mary completed? What was that scene like? Describe that for us.
I don't know. I ran straight down the field and jumped on the wall.
Oh, did you? That's funny.
Because you can't really.
I ran and jumped.
We can't jump in the stands, right?
I jumped on the wall and hugged one of the fans.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Oh, good.
Yeah.
But, can we do like a Lambeau?
Yeah, loop? That's kind of frowned upon. I don't know, it's kind of ripping off the Green Bay bit.
That's how hyped he was.
But I mean, he wanted to celebrate with the fans and his teammates.
Of course.
Don't blame him for it. Hey, Brian, you're cool with us calling you B-Rob, right? Because I remember Gibby, he did not like Gibby as his nickname. You're cool with B-Rob, right?
Yeah, that's cool. I actually accepted that name from Saban.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, Saban was the first person to call me that.
Okay. Do all the guys call you that?
Yeah, now everybody called me that now.
Right.
But Saban was the first one to call me that, and he was the first one I accepted that from. So, like, yep.
Right. Yeah, well, Saban calls you that. You kind of have to accept it, right? You're not going to push back on it.
Hey, Brian, what have you, or B-Rob, what have you learned from the other guys in the room? Like, obviously, Austin's had tremendous success. McNichols has come in, and, you know, he's proven his worthiness when given the opportunity. I mean, I got to imagine that you've learned a lot from those guys.
You say you imagine about what?
You've learned a lot from those guys.
Oh, I feel like we all learn from each other. Like, I have ways to myself that I feel like, you know, Austin and those guys pick up from. And I feel like, you know, obviously Austin's experience and, like, is, you know, knowledgeable, you feel me? And we have several ways we connect, you know, like I try to really connect with him more when it comes to like passing and receiving game, you know. So I be, you know, just picking his brain a little bit, just to kind of see what his thoughts is, you know, just and based on his history. And I feel like he does the same with me and my young history, you know, just trying to see kind of how I like to attack and, you know, and use my tools. So like we complement each other, you know, well.
Right.
Speaking of history, you've had success against the New York Giants in your career. Talk about facing that defense. Last time out, you went for 133 yards.
Yeah. I mean, I just expect to pick up where I left off at, you know. And I'm comfortable with their personnel. I know what they're going to show against me. I just got to just make my plays, you know. And I think I'm going to have the opportunity to do that, and I will.
Well, I don't doubt it. Can you talk about the offensive line? Because going into the season, I don't know if you're aware, but people were like, all right, this is the, you know, Jaden's going to be a game changer. But they still got offensive line issues. They still have maybe some issues in the secondary. But, man, the offensive line has played outstanding. Are the holes bigger? Like, what's going on? Why are you guys having so much more success?
All right. We're just playing for each other, man. You know, guys more serious about their, you know, their work, you know, the detailing their job. And I feel like that's something we haven't had around here. And now, you know, like I said, Dan Quinn, the staff, you know, do a great job of just making sure everybody on point and making sure the right guys on the field, like the guys that's going to, you know, pay attention to all the details to make sure that, you know, we can protect our quarterback and, you know, be positive in the run game. So I feel like, you know, we got off to a great start, but we really just now, like, we got to turn the page a little bit now. It's time to, like, turn the page on to the second half of the season and really start to dominate, you know.
For sure. Now you got to take a different mindset. Hey, by the way, I'm very curious about the VR stuff that Jaden does. Have you ever put that headset on? Have you ever done anything like that? Why, I would think as a running back might help. I don't know. Are you curious?
I might try it out, you know. Might be more of a quarterback type thing, but I'm sure it'll work for me and my, you know, just work instincts. And,
right.
You know, right. We're like, yep. I'll try it out, see what we got going.
Talking to Brian Robinson, Commanders running back. Hey, B-Rob, back to that Hail Mary play. I'm sure you've seen the video of Tyreek Stevenson if you weren't watching it on the field. What did you make of that whole situation? Him actually having his back turned on the offense while the play is happening for about 4 seconds.
Yeah, that kind of explains his attitude throughout the whole game. Like that one, like that, those 4 seconds, like, gave a great explanation of who he was.
Wow.
As a player and as a teammate.
Wow. So, I saw McLaurin going at damn. McLaurin was talking smack.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Yeah. So
yeah, throughout the game. well, Brian.
Oh, real quick before you go. Since you're going to be on weekly, I got to ask him about the.
This is important.
This is important, B-Rob. Ready? You got to choose your intro song, your walk-up song. So when we had Jonathan Allen on, he had, I can't remember who.
It was a gospel song.
It was a gospel song, but you can choose your own song. So when we introduce you, we'll play that coming out of commercial break. All right. Now you don't have to choose now, unless you already know.
You might have an instant.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you something, man. It ain't gonna be my favorite song, but it's gonna be some versatile for the, you know, for the moment. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. Cool. All right. Do you have it now? Do you have it off the top of your head?
No. I gotta look through my playlist first.
Yeah. All right, look at your playlist.
Let it marinate.
All right.
A
and then
bit.
Next week when we talk to you, can tell our producer and we'll have it ready for you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
My man.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you filling in for Jonathan Allen. We're going to have you on every week throughout the rest of the NFL season. We definitely appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you next week after the Giants game.
Thank you, man.
See you, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Yep. Appreciate
That's
you. Thank
Brian
you, buddy.
Brian Robinson from the Commanders, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
What a great dude.
He's
huh?
funny.
Nice kid.
He is
that
funny.
Is a home
You know what?
Run.
He speaks his mind. He tells you the truth.
Honest, raw.
He doesn't bounce around anything.
No. Yeah. And he doesn't want to get in trouble. No, he doesn't want to say the right thing.
He basically says Tyreek Stevenson's a clown.
Yes. Yeah.
Clown. And he knew Jaden was playing the whole week.
And he knew Jaden was playing.
Which I called on Sunday.
Indirectly saying that whole staff before was clowns.
Right.
Clowns.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Clowns.
No, he's
all
awesome.
Right, when we come back.
That's what made you the most happy.
Yeah. We will do EB's entertainment page next. Still.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lots to get to on the show. We're about to do EB's entertainment page. We have a pair of tickets to give away for Metallica's M72 tour when it comes to Northwest Stadium in May of 2025. And Jason Smith from Monumental Sports Network is going to join us to talk Wizards at 9:45. All that's happening before we're done.
Hey, B-Rob is awesome. I love him.
He's very good.
Great? He's going to be great.
You know what? He would be cool to just hang out with.
100%.
Hope I can hang out.
He doesn't want to hang out with us.
I know.
You're just desperate to hang with him.
He just seems cool.
Look at this video I have, Jason. You're talking about Brian Robinson. My buddy Kareem just sent me a video. His buddy was at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And look who jumped right next to his buddy.
B-Rob.
Brian Robinson.
Let me see. How low is it you could, that you could get up there? I never really pay attention to that stuff.
You must be like down.
Just standard
4 to 6 feet, maybe.
That's just awesome. Jumping in there. Hey, real quick before we get to your EP, people are texting me after I told the story about my daughter, and they said you need to get her pepper spray or bear spray or
good idea.
I did bring pepper spray down, so she's got pepper spray now, and I brought an old Mizuno 4 iron that I've had for years.
I used to buy my bit
that I don't use anymore. Yeah. Obviously, I got a bunch of old clubs in my garage, and I pulled one out. I said, you know what? I didn't have a softball bat.
I don't think Jack Nicklaus could hit a 4 iron.
What about like an old drive? Oh, Jack could hit it. Yeah. No, the joke is nobody carries a 1 iron.
I know.
God didn't hit a 1 iron.
I mean, but I'm trying to make a golf joke.
I grabbed the 4 iron. So she's got a 4 iron in her closet. And I said, if that ever happens again, you're hitting whoever comes to your door.
Absolutely.
What flexes the shaft?
Yeah. It's a stiffy.
Yeah, good.
Somebody also wanted to clarify, I don't know if he's accurate, that John Allen's song was not a gospel song. It was old school R&B.
Oh, okay. What it sounded gospel-y.
What was, I can't even remember. What was John's song? I don't remember anything. You know what?
I never want to hear it again, personally. I told him, this is pulling back the curtain. I told him during one of the breaks. Loved having Jonathan Allen on. He was great. But his walk-up music is not my proverbial cup of tea.
Yeah.
I hope to never hear it again. But that's just me.
All right, we got a guy on.
So if he comes on next year, then we got to tell him to change his walk-up.
Well,
you try telling John.
I'm not telling him to change anything.
I could just tell him through the radio. Hopefully, I'm not going to tell him to his face.
Right. All right, let's go to this guy, Chad. He's a buddy of somebody that we know. And apparently,
time is a flat circle.
And he's claiming that Shane guy online is like, and Valdez called it stolen valor. He's stealing ADs for like who. The guy Stevenson was actually
who he's going back and forth with.
Yeah. He called on yesterday too. I forget what time.
Right, Chad.
He called yesterday.
Hey, how's it going, John?
All right, go ahead. What's the beef now? You guys, I see you guys beefing online. This is so stupid. But go ahead.
So I did not wake up after the game. I woke up a little groggy from a lot of festivities of fun and celebration. Did not wake up with any intent to shine light on our part in the game. But then this donkey calls in the morning, and I hear, and I got 20 friends texting me, hey, do you hear this? This dude's saying that he's the one talking. Clearly, this dude is in the end zone. He never goes to the end zone. He stops at the 10-yard line. We're in section 139. He walks up to us. He's pushing on all the fans. We're standing there. We're in the third row. As soon as he comes up, he points to a Bears fan, and me and my buddy June, we jumped over the top, all high signs up, basically started saying every single word we could in the book to him, screaming, got his attention, and then he kind of shrugged at us, pointed directly at us, and then the dummy realized that the play was going on, so he turned around and started running towards the field. Not once did he go in the end zone. So I just found it absolutely ridiculous, and the record had to be set straight that Shane is a fraud. Did not talk to this dude.
Shane Nunger.
I was the one directing. And I've screenshot pictures, everything. We're going on Fox today as well. We're doing a media tour. Fraud Shane. We're done. Over
you're low rent Hulk too, is what you are.
You're the DC's Hulk too.
You're not being serious, are you? Are they actually putting you on?
Yeah, we were on ABC last night. We're going on Fox at 1:30 today.
He's calm too.
Hold on, is he being serious?
I did see them.
It's a big story.
We're going to try to jump on B Mitch next too, because they were all crowning him.
We're gonna get a podcast and make millions.
To rewind
for a second, because I have the original tweet.
What media gigs is Shane getting?
To rewind, Shane tweeted us. I was the fan Stevenson was yapping at. He was telling me to go the F home.
Right.
All right. You seem upset because you believe it was not directed at Shane, that Shane is a fraud. But is it possible that Shane heard go the F home and thought it was directed towards him?
If Shane had freaking like sonar hearing, can see through the tinted mask that Stevenson was wearing from 20 yards away, that he was looking directly at Shane and was like, hey, Shane, go to F home. No, it did not happen. You can see in two pictures where he's sitting. He's in the back corner of the end zone. This is not true. He was looking for his 5 minutes of fame, tried to take advantage.
Yeah, he's taking your 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I didn't even want it, but he's stealing my shine.
Yeah.
He's stealing your ADs.
Takes his podcast as trash talk to him.
Yeah, basically.
That's the reason why is that these guys all think that they had something to do with the victory.
Is that what it is? You feel like the team owes you something?
Not at all. Not at all. And that's what we said yesterday. I didn't have anything to do with it. Jaden Daniels and Noah Brown and the coaching staff and everybody else has had something to do with it.
Hey, well, actually, Chad, 1%. I give you 1%. 1%.
Hey,
I give you 1%.
I appreciate that.
He was late to the play for talking trash.
Yeah. I mean, you have at least 1%
of
the pie chart.
It's better than nothing.
How did he...
I was going to say 1% is kind of funny.
How did you capture his attention?
I screamed the FU really, really loud. I was very animated.
And you said his name?
Couple cocktails in me. Uh-huh. I was hands high in the air, two fingers up. He was doing it all game.
Left hand
and
up.
I was just sick of it. Yeah, he was running up and down the sidelines, waving to all the fans. And then the dummy didn't realize the play was going on. And hey, sorry.
Rest is history.
That's hilarious. What about Shane? Right. Was Shane trolling him throughout the game?
Well, clearly Shane just saw this and got up and got all sliced and thought he was going to be the next superstar and get the keys to the Redskins. And, you know,
let me give you a bulletin. None of you guys are turning into superstars.
I'm not trying to, but the record needs to be set straight.
That's all right, Chad, what do you do for a living?
I own restaurants in Alexandria and around the DMV, Augie's Muscle House in Old Town. And Urbano, Tex-Mex.
All right, why don't you bring some food in? We'll believe your story more.
I got you.
Yeah, for real.
I got you. Yeah, we will.
All right. I believe him over Shane. I just do. Are you a booer, though? You're probably a booer, aren't you?
No, I don't boo. I get
just tells him the F-U.
On top of your lungs.
Yeah. Booing says it.
It just gives the double bird.
It was a little emotional after the rundown and score. I thought we had won the whole game. Then this donkey's running down, jumping up and down. Right. I just had to let it out on him.
So you would rather have no one take credit for it instead of someone
I had no intention of me and some of our buddies calling people that we knew and trying to get the spotlight shown on us.
Yeah, but
zero
now
intention until Shane had to step up and just.
Yeah, but now I don't know if I believe that because now he's doing a whole DC media tour.
Well, Shane, it has to be known on all outlets that Shane. Is not true.
All right, now.
Now we're just media horse. Now we're taking anything we can get, honestly.
All right, right. But how did you even know about Shane? Is it something?
You heard it on the show.
You heard it on the show?
Yeah, heard it on the show.
You follow him on Twitter?
No.
Right.
Nobody follows that donkey on Twitter until now.
It's not looking good for Shane because Shane tweeted out his seats, which were like deep in the end zone. Not where Stevenson was pointing.
Right.
He was pointing at the sideline from the 5 yard line to guys over there.
All right, Shane's got a call in.
Point, counterpoint.
What was going on? I kind of got lost in the sauce. There was a lot of Twitter back and forth. What was Shane saying back to you?
So that was my buddy who was just trying to get a rise out of him, and it worked. And then he starts changing his stories. I'm not the only fan he was talking to, but in the main post he said, I am the fan. So he started backpedaling a little bit.
He's got a point.
Now he's shook. He is shook right now. I bet he's accounting. He's bleeding. And the worst part, the worst part of the whole thing is like he kind of looks like a poor man's version of me. Which is kind of messed up. So, like, I got, like, 5 texts, and somebody was like, hey, Chad, it looks like you got put in the microwave. What the hell is this? Is that your cousin? So I'm sitting like, this makes it even more ridiculous.
Shane is catching a lot of strays during this segment.
Wow, he is.
Just a lot.
What were you wearing? Were you dressed like a maniac?
No. I'm a grown professional businessman. I had just a Commander's hat on and a hoodie with a Redskins shirt over it.
And then you,
he was overserved, DB.
Yeah, but yeah. Do you make it a habit?
Maybe slightly overserved.
Do you make it a habit though, of berating the opposing players, like when you're a little bit hammered?
I mean, I'll tell you, I've sat on the floor seats for the Wizards. Definitely got into a few conversations with opposing teams.
He's the new Robin Ficker.
I bet I've seen this
one of them tell me to F off at one point, and I was like, "Ooh, that's back when the Wizards were watchable when John Wall was playing."
Right, right, right. I bet I've seen this dude before.
You probably have.
How long have you been in the restaurant game?
Our Mason Social will be 10 years in February. So. Wow.
All right.
Now you're being the curious guy. Earlier, you're mocking me for being curious.
Yeah, but I'm not bothering you with it.
Why don't we have Chad and Shane Donner come in?
How hypocritical is that?
And baptize
you. You bother him. I don't want to tell you.
The exact same thing.
What is that, Chabby?
Why don't those guys come in, settle their beef, and baptize cakes?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to do
that? It'll be like a kumbaya moment.
Get them in here face to face. And
then we'll celebrate with your food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring the food.
All right. You want to do that? Don't you think Cake should be, it's time for him to come out? It's a coming out party.
Yeah, coming out.
That's what it is.
I've been closeted all these years.
Don't you think it's time for Cakes to come out as a Commanders fan? Don't you think?
Not.
I'm asking you, Chad.
It's a good bit.
Oh, yeah. I think he should. He's definitely, you know, talking about it like he is this
I need
year,
to express
so.
Myself after all these years.
But here's the thing. Yeah, This contradicts itself because if let's just say Cakes has Jared Goff on his fantasy team and they're playing Washington, he wants Jared Goff to throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns.
The two. No, but he wants. But he wants Washington to win is a bigger priority.
You have to. Have
I don't think he. Does, I think it's. I don't think it's a bigger priority.
That's like
he'd rather win his fantasy league.
No, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Completely unreal. Cakes? That's unreal.
I can't comment. I can neither confirm nor deny these.
He's
an empty vessel. I don't know what you're trying to do. It's a good
I
bit.
I know that guy.
But he doesn't care. There's room on the bandwagon.
Would you want to win your big money fantasy league or have the Commanders go to the NFC Championship?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You have to. I mean, that's see, that definitely shows no true fandom. Yeah. You're pleading the fifth.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, he's not a true fan. He's not a true fan.
Yeah.
You might have exposed
Bickle's
him.
Just trying to he's trying to morph him into a true fan.
All right, we gotta go. We have to run.
But we still want Shane to call in.
Yes.
Maybe tomorrow. Right. Tomorrow.
I guess I could tweet him.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the call. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win Metallica tickets for when they stop at Northwest Stadium. And we'll be joined by Jason Smith, Wizards analyst on Monumental Sports Network. Coming up before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Metallica when they come to Northwest Stadium. So keep listening for your chance to win. It's time to go to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Jason Smith, Wizards analyst on Monumental Sports Network. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a great morning when the Wizards get a win the night before.
Yeah, nice win. The thing that jumps on the road.
Yeah, the thing that jumps out at me, Jay, is man, Coulibaly must have done a great job just harassing Trae Young. 2 for 15, 2 for 10 from threes. And Coulibaly was obviously pretty good offensively too, but defensively he must have been all over Trae.
The crazy thing is I was going to say the exact same thing. Because he has the year of experience under his belt, he now kind of takes the onus of like, you know what? I'm going to guard the best player. I've got the knowledge of what they do well, and I just have to go out there and be annoying. He's athletic enough. He has long arms. And you saw all night, Trae was not comfortable out there. And the fact that he shot terrible, yes, he still almost got a triple-double. Okay, cool. But he didn't get a 36, 37-point night. Out there, he was limited in scoring, and Bilal was really going back at him and putting the pressure offensively as well. So I was really happy to see that.
So what were you noticing about Coulibaly offensively?
Offensively, he was aggressive. He actually knocked down a couple threes. He was getting to the rim. I mean, he's put a lot of work into his game, and it's gotten valuable experience being on that French national team during the Olympics. He's just taken another stride in these first couple games, and it's going to be a long season, of course, but I want to see the improvements and progression of him in his second year, because in his first year, he was doing a great job of going out there and taking on the challenge. Yeah, rightfully so, he made some mistakes. It was his first year. It was kind of a learning curve, but this year, I want to see that learning curve kind of shortened or that gap eliminated, because he did a really, really good job against Trae Young last night.
Yeah, another aggressive offensive player for the Wiz, and this guy, he's not shy about taking shots, is Jordan Poole. So far in the season, in three games, he's got 26, 14, and 26 again last night. So let's get rid of the 14s and more of the 26s going forward. Nice performance from him.
You know, I'm really not even mad about the performance where he had 14 points. I'm really excited about the fact that he's playing a lot more efficiently out there. He's not taking as many crazy shots. We all know he is an amazing person to make a wild shot here and there, but he doesn't necessarily need to make that his entire game. For him, he's getting teammates involved. He's making the right basketball play. I think it was a great, not necessarily wake-up call from last year, but this year he's really taken it to heart to come out and be a better basketball player.
Yeah, he's shooting 61, it's only three games, but 61% from threes?
Exactly. And if he can do that, I'm not saying that he's going to do that the entire season, but if he can keep that trend up, that is a great thing to see for Jordan Poole.
So, Jason, a lot of people were hyped to see the number one and number two picks go at it, and Reese Hoshea for the Atlanta Hawks and Sarr, of course, for the Wizards. They only combined for 11 points, and they didn't shoot very well. What did you think of this first meeting between the two, how it went?
I mean, it was very lackluster. There's obviously going to be other players on the team that are going to show a little bit more brightly. I think for Sarr, though, he's developing his three-point shot. He still continues to take them with confidence. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to look at a lot of film and realize what he's doing well, what he's not doing well. And what I kind of saw in the first two games is if he's contested, he feels a little bit more comfortable rather than if he's wide open. It's kind of like he has too much time to sit out there and think about it. So, for him, he's actually doing a really good job on the defensive end, and that's really what you want from your rookie. The offense will come. As long as he continues to work on it pre-practice, post-practice, that's something that you can kind of build as your years go on. But for defense, he's athletic. He's tall. He can guard 1 through 5. That's the nice thing, is that everybody thinks, they scored on Sarr again. Well, he contested the shot. He didn't give up on the possession. And anybody knows that if you're going to be contested by a 7-footer, that is a much more difficult shot than, I put my head down, I got beat on a play. He's going out there with some aggression to make sure that he's giving effort out there.
Real quick, do you have a teammate that you played with that blew up offensively that maybe started raw like Sarr or Koulibaly in their first season?
You know, this is kind of weird, but I was actually Drew Holiday's veteran. Not veteran, I was a first-year, second-year guy, and Drew Holiday came into the 76ers. And he struggled in his first couple games, but he got on this tear. And I was like, you know what? That guy's going to be an all-star someday. And lo and behold, he's an all-star. He's an NBA champion. He's a gold medalist. He's a guy who worked at his craft. He was known for his defense coming out of UCLA. But for him, his offense is very, very underrated. And I think that's kind of one of those things that if you're a rookie and you're looking at a player like, yeah, you're great defensively, and that's how you get minutes on the floor, because there's always going to be other options and there's going to be more players out there to get the ball before you. But if you can go out there and play defense, you can get playing time, and the offense will come. You just have to be patient.
Hey, Jason, the Wizards are the 7 seed right now.
That's pretty good.
Don't be jinxing.
We're in right now.
Good talking to you, Jason. Talk to you soon.
Great to talk to you guys.
Yep. All right,
buddy. Thank you, buddy.
That's Jason Smith, Wizards analyst on Monumental Sports Network. 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to win a nice prize, a pair of tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. The show is Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale right now. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. So 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You win.
Always nice to win, Cakes.
Free
the Wizards got to win. Now, I don't want them to win too many.
Right.
Let's go easy here.
All right. We got to go. Beamish and Finley are coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.